It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's tomorrow. Coralville, Iowa, right there by Iowa City. Tomorrow and Friday, farmers will gather for this year's Farm Futures Business Summit. And producers, I talk about this being the learning season, but it really is. It's when you can improve your farm management skills to make this rocky road in agriculture a little more tolerable for you right now and to help you try to eke out a profit in a very challenging industry. The Farm Futures Business Summit, packed with 30 outstanding speakers, is tomorrow and Friday. Again, it's at Coralville, Iowa, right there at Iowa City. And you can find out all of the information, the specific location, the times, at the website farmfuturessummit.com. There will be 18 sessions altogether featuring noted agriculture economists, respected farm management specialists, and farmers, too, from across the country. Farmfuturessummit.com is the website. Say, are they building many new houses around you? Even several places in our region that should have a housing boom going, you would think, do not right now, and those climbing interest rates are a big part of the story, as they are up at the highest levels in 7 years. And we got the word yesterday that home sales last month were at their weakest level in 3 years. The home builders have something in common with farmers. In an otherwise robust, growing economy with remarkably low unemployment, both are hurting. From This Week in Agribusiness, those farm service agency offices across the nation will be open again. Employees being called back in those offices, all 9,700, but now the schedule will still not quite be normal as long as the partial government closure continues. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue shared with me yesterday that the 3 days of restricted work at those offices in the past week went well, and now the offices will be reopened for weekdays, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. starting tomorrow. Farmers might want to call the office, though, before driving to town, just to make sure. Since that schedule will change next month, as long as there's a partial government shutdown, there'll be some impact, I would imagine. They tell us there's a shortage of this item, and I can't tell you how happy I am about it. Those little heart-shaped chalk-like candies with acute expressions on them are not very available for this upcoming Valentine's Day. And where you find them, they'll likely be expensive. Or you know the candies I'm talking about. They have those expressions like cutie pie and be mine on them. And it was always the last girl in grade school that you wanted to get one from who left them on your desk. Oh yeah, you remember those, don't you? You remember that experience. The company that used to make those rancid things went out of business, and the Ohio Candy Company that now has them didn't acquire the candy line soon enough to make enough for this year. The CEO at Spangler Candy, I know it's a good company, good people there, Bryan, Ohio, Kirk Vashaw said, "We're looking forward to announcing the relaunch of Sweethearts for the 2020 Valentine's Day season." Kirk, please, please don't. Some of us were scarred for life by those things, forever affected by getting one or two or a fistful of them. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.